You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
He was stopping me, and we were in the middle of this planning session. We were going, and he said, "Look, Steven, I've known you for 3 years." He's like, "I got to tell you," quoting the reference of that movie, "if you're still doing what you're doing in 3 years, I'm going to kill you." I was like, "What are you?" Like, where's the joke? Nervous laughter. He's like, "I'm not kidding, dude." He's like, "You are fantastic at marketing because you have an engineer's brain." He's like, "But you're not meant to just go dominate Funnelland." And I was like, "I know."
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. I know it's been a little bit since I put an episode out here. I'll talk about that in a minute, actually. Whenever I go quiet, you basically can just count on the fact that there's some big things going on, and I'm trying to work through them. It's basically what was going on. Actually, let me just start now. So it was this last Inner Circle Category Kings mastermind that happened. You know, I brought this show to that mastermind, meaning it's what I brought as one of my big questions. And what I started out with was, "Hey everyone, I am trying to figure out my next 10 years. I'm at a spot, and I've been doing this long enough now to, like, instead of just planning the next quarter or the next year, what's, like, you know, the 3, 4, 5, 10 year vision? What is that?" And if yours keeps changing, that's normal, by the way. Okay. That's okay. If you're like, "Ooh, that doesn't mean that you don't, that doesn't mean that you're not dedicated to a goal." Sometimes these 5 to 10 year plans, all they do is get you moving, you know, but it certainly changes. But I want to shift everything that I'm doing to dedicate towards a single outcome, simplify dramatically, you know, and that's what a lot of this game is. When you get a skill set and you can start saying yes to stuff, it's awesome, but it also can walk you into a corner where you're saying yes to too much stuff, right? And if you're entrepreneurial at all and you are starting to have some success with that, you're probably starting to see that more opportunity, you're getting opportunity overwhelm. And at some point, it's not actually a blessing, right? You're like, "Oh, I got to figure out how to sort through this." And so I started really feeling that heavily like year two after I left my job. And I was like, there's just too much opportunity. And I didn't know or just have the lens that I was saying yes to too much stuff. That's why I had 60 products, you know, which I did, or 60 promotions, I guess. That's a lot of stuff to have to babysit. That starts to get confusing to a marketplace, you know? So after you get like a certain level of success and you start really honing in on what you want, it's a matter of saying no to pretty much everything except like one thing, right? And I know that what I'm saying here is not anything new, but I guess I'm just bringing it up that I'm still doing that. I'm doing that right now. I remember when I, like, 2 months into working at ClickFunnels the first time, right? And I sat down and I was in the room when all the executives were saying, "Maybe we should shut everything else down and just focus on ClickFunnels." Like, it's not an abnormal thing for someone who's been going for a while to still be doing cutting, 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 saying no, just simplifying dramatically. And that is 100% part of the game, right? Constantly saying no, because things easily can sneak in when you start to get a skill set and you get a following and people, you know, you get a little bit of influence and people start to know who you are a little bit. Like, and so if you're like, "That doesn't really apply to me," just listen to what I'm about to say on this then. A lot of you listen to my podcast, you've had some level of success, right? You've made money, you've made a dollar on your own, you know? And so just take a stock of all the stuff you got going on and ask yourself, should I be having all this going on? Should I? Why? Like, resell yourself on your current decisions. There's no reason to continue. Business chaos is not a badge of honor, okay? Business chaos makes you look super unfocused to a market, okay? And so anyway, so this last Inner Circle Category Kings mastermind, just like a month ago, I brought some of these questions to, and I was like, hey, you know, to my peers. And I was like, masterminds are cool because they're a place to be vulnerable, right? You don't go to like front. You don't go there to pretend like you're something you're not. You go to be vulnerable, bring your real legitimate problems. And that's when masterminds magic just explodes. You go there, you show up and say, hey, look, here's what I got going on. Advice? What would you guys do? And you just get new perspectives and new insights at a speed that it'd be harder for you to go gain those insights and perspectives without them. And it's one of the reasons I love masterminds so much. I'm really excited to be starting my own in the next 2 months here, which I'm psyched about also. So I stood up and, you know, you always do a give and an ask. I was like, hey, here's my give. And I talked more about the dramatic demonstrations concept and where it came from and what I was going through when I had those epiphanies of the formulas, studying all this P.T. Barnum stuff. And I'm so excited. I just got asked to speak at Funnel Hacking Live again. Woo! 2023. And I think a lot of it came from what my actual give at Category Kings, because like, here's what I wish we had time to talk about. And so I'm excited to talk more about that at FHL. But anyway, it's besides the point. So I got through the give. And then what you do is you usually go to an ask. At least that's how Russell's works. Mine will be a little bit different. I'm not gonna, but why would I make a Me Too thing? You know, I'm making it different on purpose. And so I was like, hey, here's what I'm trying to figure out. I want to go all in. I want to cut all the fat. Just because I can do it doesn't mean I should. I was like, I had a coach tell me like 2 or 3 months ago, he looked right at me. It's a true story. And he goes, Steven, have you ever seen Good Will Hunting? I was like, no, I haven't seen that movie. He goes, you should watch that movie. I was like, all right. He goes, there's a scene in Good Will Hunting where his buddy is, right, he's a prodigy, he's a math prodigy, he's a total genius, but he's working a construction job, and his buddy's working the construction job with him. And he looks at him and he says, hey, check it out. If you're still doing the same thing in 20 years, I'm going to kill you. He's saying this to his math prodigy friend. And he's like, why? He's like, why? You've been given a gift that the rest of us would die for. If you're still doing this in 10 years, I'm going to kill you. Just as your friend, go do something with your gift. And this is one of my coaches he's a business coach of mine that I've worked with for 3 years, and I see him every quarter. He's an amazing guy. I don't think he would call himself a business coach, but he definitely is. But I see him, he flies out. I see him every quarter, almost every quarter, face to face. Sometimes we've had to do it virtually, but it's a full day. He was stopping me and we were in the middle of this planning session. We were going to, and he said, look, Steven, I've known you for 3 years. He's like, I got to tell you, quoting the reference of that movie, if you're still doing what you're doing in 3 years, I'm going to kill you. I was like, what are you, like, ah, where's the joke? Nervous laughter. Ah. He's like, I'm not kidding, dude. He's like, you are fantastic at marketing because you have an engineer's brain. He's like, but you're not meant to just go dominate funnel land. And I was like, I know. Because I'm going to get vulnerable with you guys right here. I was like, I know. I've been trying to figure this out for years. Like, I know funnel land is not where I will build my kingdom. I have known that. I knew that when I left my job. I'm not trying to compete. It's fine to be complimentary. You can make millions and millions of dollars just complimenting. You do not, right? But I was like, I'm going to like do this for a while and help people as I try to figure out like where my kingdom will be. And I was telling him this and he goes, I know, I've watched you like struggle with this for the last 3 years. I was like, yeah. I was like, do I widen the market and just go dominate internet marketing world? Right? I'm glad that I've done what I've done, by the way. It's easier to be a big fish in a little pond and dominate it and then take your following and go to a larger pond than it is to go try and be like, go to a really big pond and you're a small fish and try like, ugh, right? So that's why I first started with funnel land. And this is, I want you to know, like, I'm not like looking backwards and finding a pattern on this. This has been my active plan. This is what I drew on my whiteboards when I left my job. Like, hey, I'm going to go try and dominate funnel land. Drew a circle, bam. I'm not going to be the category king. We already know who that is, and that's fine. And that's awesome. But I'll certainly be royalty. And I'm not trying to scratch my own back on this, but I think I've done that. Okay. And what I've been feeling is, where's the next land? Right? Now that I've got, where can I build a castle instead of a little pop-up tent, right? So far, I've had a pop-up tent. It's a very nice pop-up tent, but I've had a pop-up tent in funnel land. Where do I go next? This is kind of a different kind of Sales Funnel Radio episode, but I think I say that in most Sales Funnel Radio episodes, so I'm going to stop apologizing for that. So just so you guys know, like, my train of thought and what I've been doing. So I was like, the first 5 years have been for me funnel land, funnel land, funnel land, funnel land, funnel land. And I will never not serve that place. I will never leave it. Meaning I'm never going to like rip out my core products there. My core product in sales, you know, in the sales funnel world is called Sales Funnel Officer and Internet Launch Secrets. And it kind of bridges the gap between internet marketing and funnel building. But what I've been feeling is, where do I go next? And so this coach was confirming this for me. He's like, I'm going to kill you if you're still doing this. He said, even in 3 years from now, man. I was like, all right. What do you suggest? because I have thoughts on where to go with it. And this is on my mind all the time. And it takes up RAM in my subconscious all the time. It's been on my mind. I mean, really heavily the last 5 years. Frankly, the what will I be when I grow up question, though, came when I was in fifth grade. I was like, I don't really know. That's when I first was self-aware that I was a little bit of a different guy. That's when I first, like, anyway, really was accentuated when I got to high school, because I was like, I can see me doing a lot of different things. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs feel this way, which is why I'm talking about this on this episode. And I hope it's okay for me to be bringing up, I hope it's okay. I'm assuming it's okay. Because I want you to hear how I'm making decisions, the time they took, giving the time to them, being patient in it, asking the question with not an expectation for an immediate answer. Like, and that's where the real gold comes in your life. Right? Questions invite revelation, but the revelation is rarely immediate. If you're trying to go figure out something in your life, ask the question, make sure it's clear. Write it down, think about it, ponder it. Be okay with not answering it yet. And you'll be surprised on what starts to unfold for you without you putting in so much sweat equity. It's amazing how it works. Anyway, all right. Side rant, but let me come back to the story. So what he told me was, he goes, Stephen, I'm not a consultant. You know the rules. My job is to facilitate your train of thought through a series of questions. This guy's awesome. I've worked with him for 3 years. He's amazing. Comes every quarter. That guy, his name's Brian. He's like, you know that I'm not a consultant. He's like, but I have known you for 3 years now, and I've watched you. Okay, I hope this isn't conceited what I'm about to say, but I think this is be valuable for some people here to hear. And I was not planning on talking about this episode, but it's the place it's going, so maybe that's a purpose there. So he goes, I've watched you do this for years now, you know, and he's like, you're really smart. You're very brilliant at this stuff, and you have a heart that balances it. And he said, which again, I feel weird saying this on a podcast. Let me talk about how nice things people are saying about me. You know, that makes me feel weird, but anyway, that's what he said. So he goes, I look at you like a Joe Rogan. I was like, what? He goes, dude, you're a Ben Shapiro. You're a Jordan Peterson. You need to go own that. And I was like, it's interesting because I work with two key coaches right now, one for business, one for personal stuff. And I was like, the other guy that I'm working with, his name's Dimitri, working with him for a year and a half. And he said something similar to me this last Funnel Hacking Live before I got on stage. He goes, when are you going to own the fact that you're a thought leader? And so I was being vulnerable because that's been a hard thing for me to own. Because I look at when people call themselves that, I feel like it's when you call yourself humble. I'm so humble. It's like, are you negating that though right now by saying that? I'm a thought leader, you know? And that's been a hard thing for me to own and just my own personal growth piece. And so I was telling him that story. And Brian was like, you need to listen to this other guy. When are you going to own your thought leader? He's like, you're Jordan Peterson. He's like, you need to be at Joe Rogan. You need to be at lunch with those three. Okay. Like, what you're doing with Capitalist Pig is so insanely needed right now. The world needs it. The nation needs it. You need to go make the nation your stage. And he got really animated, and it was a solid hour and a half loving talking to. Because he was helping me plan my next quarter. He's helping me plan my next quarter out. And he's like, this stuff that's on here is so valuable, but let's shift all of it. He's like, I'm breaking a ton of rules by doing this. He's like, but shift it. And so everything I'm doing right now is facilitating. And so this stuck in my head, right? Everything I'm doing right now is facilitating the true, real 10-year future that I see. And I can't tell you how much flow I feel, how good it feels to say no to the other stuff that I'm very good at, but maybe shouldn't be doing for my 10-year vision. Like, and the benefit of having a 10-year vision is obviously huge because it keeps you back from doing the stuff that you could do, doesn't mean you should. That you could sell, doesn't mean you should, right? And so I'm very proud of everything I'm doing right now. He was right. This really affected me when he did this, when Brian kind of started speaking to me this way. Because, you know, and you guys will notice, if you just stay on the course, you need people around you who will support you, but you also need people around you who will look at you and say, spot check that, you know? Not a no, but you know what I mean? Don't pay to have yes people around you. That's not helpful to you as a visionary and an entrepreneur. Right? I got some friends that I can just tell are surrounded by yes men, right? They're just yes, great idea, great idea, great idea. And I'm like, what? No, right? And that's one of the reasons, like, anyway, I'm going to get off the train of thought, but that's why I'm so grateful to have coaches who say no to me, right? I guess there's a lot of lessons in this. This has just been a really big big, big last 6 months for me because it's unfolded in these cool ways and my vision has shifted and I've meditated on and prayed for and helped, you know, to readjust everything that I'm doing to, instead of going just straight sales funnel world, broadening to, you know, usually I would go to like the internet marketing world and then I'd broaden again to go to general entrepreneurship, but I'm skipping the internet marketing world and I'm just going to go be the capitalist pig. I'm gonna try to be a Joe Rogan of capitalism. You know, it's so funny. Brian was like, get your nose bloodied, get out there, study debate, you know, learn how to fight in the right way. And so I've been rewriting so much of my stuff and remaking so much stuff. The amount of flow that I'm in right now is something that I don't know that I've experienced for, it's been easily 3 years. Easily 3 years.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
So I've experienced this level of flow. I was sick last week, but like I'm still cranking. You probably could hear my voice. It's all kind of grovel. I lost my voice for a little bit, but I didn't care. I've been flow. I've been just cranking. And so I hope that what I'm sharing right now is anyway, let me go full circle. I started recounting these stories and experiences to the Category Kings. And saying, here's my ask, okay? I did my give, excited for FHL, going back to the ask. My ask is capitalist pig, all right? I own the capitalistpig.com. I kind of feel like that's my ClickFunnels. And while capitalist pig movement was certainly designed with a lot of intent, and it was not like an afternoon workshop kind of a thing, you know, like it's unfolded piece by piece, which is how most good things happen in life. But now I'm just saying a complete total yes to it. He's like, it was really cool. Is this coach guy, Brian? He was like, very prolific in marketing. And look how big guys like Joe Rogan and you know, Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson got without your marketing background that you have. He's like, go use all of that. Rattle the cages. Go get big with it. You know, I think that it's my opinion that 80% of people out there are just sick of the whip crap that's going on right now. There just needs to be more voices, right? And I think I'm one of them. So with that, I am going to follow the advice of my Category King peers and announce that Sales Funnel Radio is not going to be shut down, but I am going to rebrand this whole thing to Capitalist Pig Radio. I'm going to broaden my messaging. I'm going to broaden where it lands. I'm going to broaden how it fits. I will definitely start a new YouTube channel because YouTube just it works better like that. So just start from scratch, because it's the channel will be like, what the heck are you talking about? Sales Funnel Radio, now to capitalism, like, what is it, right? It would, you know, we're not bad with YouTube, but, you know, it would be asking. Anyway, so it's better for me to restart that channel. So I'll make a separate channel, for, you know, called the Capitalist Pig. Capitalist Pig Radio, though, is exciting for me because I'm able to go use that umbrella. Like, it's going to be easier for me to interview someone like Joe Rogan, which is definitely on my goals list now. Which I think I could do with not that many moves. But something called Capitalist Pig Radio, think about how easy it will be for me to interview and be interviewed when fully embracing that versus Sales Funnel Radio. And so part of the purpose of this episode is to help you see how I'm using clever messaging to get my foot into places that it would be harder to if I was using old messaging. And so if you're like been doing this for game for a bit and you're looking backwards and you're like, oh man, like that messaging made sense and it's like a stair step, but don't feel like you got to stay glued to it. Sales Funnel Radio is an incredible show that documented specifically my leave of my job to 5 million. And then I kind of like had a different show for a while and I came back and I think I was at like 10-ish million documenting to 13, 14, 15-ish. And then I changed the theme to Journey to 100 million. Which I probably will keep the sub theme the same, Journey to 100 million, because it just makes sense on Capitalist Pig Radio to do that. But with that messaging, it opens up a significant amount of influencers that I can reach out to and other hosts and people who do other stuff. And I just want you to see that. I want you to see, right? Because now, like, I still believe that branding comes second. Gotta have an amazing offer, gotta have an amazing product, gotta have an amazing, all right? You gotta be good at amazing fulfillment. But branding comes second. And what's cool about the attractive character is kind of like a band-aid to branding. It helps you figure it out very quickly without a lot of brand design. But now I've designed two things, me and Capitalist Pig. If I am the only Capitalist Pig, that's a problem. But there are thousands of you. There's thousands of us. We all are a Capitalist Pig. What I was advised to do in Category Kings was redefine capitalism, to write the book, to get on TV, to have the rattle the cages. And I gotta tell you guys, I think I was born for this. Like, this just seems like I'm a really nice guy. Not saying you gotta be mean to get out there and, you know, go get big with this, but I have no problem fighting a socialist cupcake mindset. I enjoy it. I really like it. So this is me announcing it. My drive-in. You know, we got the Capitalist Pig newsletter, which the first issue is coming out right now. It's a few weeks late. It's our first issue with it. I got to tell you, I'm really proud of it, though. But it's an issue all about how I came up with the Capitalist Pig and how I designed it. Because, like, easily 60, 70% of it was on purpose. The other, you know, bit was kind of an accident, which is kind of how most successful projects go. You know, you really give your best shot, and then a huge portion of it is kind of, you know, the tracks get laid for you while you walk. And so Capitalist Pig newsletter, right, is coming out now because I want to own the whole category. Like, whatever marketplace you're trying to go dominate, whatever your show's title is or whatever you publish should reflect the entire industry, the whole market that you're trying to get into, right? Like the company that I bought, this pharmacy one, we're throwing rocks at general medicine, you know, and saying, hey, let's go into precision medicine. So guess what we're calling the magazine and the newsletter there? Precision Medicine Magazine. Bam! Title the whole freaking topic, right? Anyway, so Capitalist Pig Radio is what's coming soon. And we certainly will have my thoughts and me documenting my journey as I go. It'll be a little bit less sales funnel-y, but it will still be very much money-y. Okay? There'll still be a lot of marketing stuff in it, but the umbrella is going to widen for me to go ask others about money-making strategies and not in like some weird slimy, weird way. Like, I feel like I already do this because if you think about it, if you listen to Sales Funnel Radio for any amount of time, you know that I don't actually get too far into sales funnel strategy. I'm not like, hey, on OT, you know, upsell number one, put this on your order bump, put that. That's not really what Sales Funnel Radio has been from at the beginning. So I almost feel like I'm clicking into what I've already been doing in the first place. And I'm just naming it a better name. I'm naming it something that represents the entire category. I'm naming it something that is, you know, and then my product lines are completely changing. We have the Capitalist Pig newsletter. I have the Capitalist Pig Club. right? Which is where I send out a new piece of random swag in your shirt size. You get the newsletter, you get a call, you get access to almost every previous course I've ever created. It's $97 a month. It's awesome, right? Low ticket enough to have people still come in, but it still has all the cool stuff of the tier before as well, right? Then there's going to be Capital Spig coaching. I've worked on myself a lot. I've understood why getting on calls is scary for me. And I'm just being vulnerable right here and just telling you that I'm excited. I like calls now. Oh my gosh, that's very new. That's a new thing for me. That's a very new thing for me. I used to run from them, right? So it's Capital Spig coaching. There'll be the mastermind here soon. And what's cool about it is because the products are the products and they're not really changing, my fulfillment quality was already good. I already gave people what they got. But now it's going from like an A to an A+, where I'm like, this is awesome. Right? I'm not changing products 24/7 anymore. The 5-day challenges that I'm going and doing only go to this, right? The event that I'll be doing, I know I've pushed it back a few months. I keep talking about it, but it's because this stuff's been on my mind and I'm sorting the last few bits of it. And I had a huge click in, really, really huge epiphany over the last, yesterday, actually, over the weekend. Today's Monday as I do this. And so I guess the point is for me to announce it. The second is to show you my train of thought behind these moves. And then the third is to help you see that if you're not sure, like you haven't had that like, whoa, this is, right? Because I've always wondered like what my ClickFunnels is and trying to design it or discover and figure it like, this is clearly mine. And the momentum that I've got right now is just, it's so, I feel lucky. I feel excited. I feel lucky. I feel the burden, certainly a mantle. My gosh, to go call yourself the Capital Spig in front of the nation, I'm going to get crapped on. I'm also going to get buoyed up, but okay, that was the point of all the self-work. That was the point of some people in my audience starting rumors about me and learning how to handle it. That was the point of me. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot of it's clicking right now. I'm like, that was what I should call rehearsal. And now I'm saying yes to it. I'm ready to go for it. And I'm going to piss off as many cupcake minds out there as I possibly can, because we need more voices saying the other stuff right now. And here we go. That's really freaking exciting. I'm still going to write my books on marketing because it's the skill set that I'll be leveraging to push Capitalist Pig really hard and get really big that way. I'll still write my marketing books. I'm still going to write my entrepreneurship books. I'm still going to write my funnel books. I'm so psyched about that stuff, but it will also be from the mentality of let's make the best of the best stuff. Let's document the best of the best of all those skill sets and things that I've ever done that have made the most money, the most success, the most influence, the fastest. And it's going to be the thing. And then I'll stand and I'll walk back. And what the newsletter, and then I can just start shifting focus to more and more things that have to do straight with capitalism. But I don't want to do that until I document the best of the best. So this book I'm co-authoring with Russell, that's part of it. That's the launch book, right? I have a book that I want to do on entrepreneurship called Red Ocean Blue Offer. I don't like Red Ocean Blue Ocean, or I should say it's not the only way. And most people doesn't, Red Ocean Blue Ocean doesn't fit them, right? Then I'll definitely have a funnel book. Like I still want to document stuff. The purpose of the newsletter, let me just teach you this last piece here and then I'll stop on this episode. It's in front of the post office. I'm supposed to pick up some packages. I've just been sitting here in front of it. They're probably staring at me. The purpose of the newsletter is this. I started noticing that the first few courses and coaching programs I put out, like what I had in there was better than 99% of anything else that was out there. And I'll say that and I'll own that. My crap is good. But as I documented it, I'm curious by nature. And so I started learning other stuff because that's just what I do. And so I would go off and I would continue to have epiphanies and insights on certain things. So thinking I was adding value and excited to share, I would go teach the new insight to the existing students. What ended up happening was I actually created the distraction for them. All right. I'd be like, hey, just follow this formula. Like 80% of the time you do this, you make money. Just do it. All right. So people are like, they're out there and they're doing it. Right. They're working the process, the program. They're not looking at the clock. They're not looking at each other. They're comparing themselves to themselves. That's it. They're moving on. Right. But then I come flying in and I'm like, check it out. Really cool new thing that I just learned. Wow. So powerful, effective, incredible. This is amazing. You guys should definitely do this. But now I'm like, without trying to, without realizing that I was doing it for the first few years, I was telling them to, here's the permission for how to get distracted. Come over here and learn this thing. And I didn't catch that till like year three. And I was keeping people from their own success. People who otherwise were very focused and motivated and not getting distracted. And so it's turned out I've used this podcast, I've used the way I publish as a place for me to nerd out and, as cheesy as it sounds, get my teaching needs met, you know, and, get my insights out right here. But it still is not enough of a, I like to write. It still is not enough of a platform for me to go and have a spot for me to dive into everything else. And so what I'm doing with this newsletter is it's a place for me to finally go teach everything that I want to, that my head is nerding out on. It's not like normal stuff. Like this last, this newsletter that I just wrote, it's probably like 15 or 20,000 words because I got a few guest interviews in there. I was supposed to just write like Okay, Expert Secrets is like 60 or 70,000 words for reference. Okay, this is like a third of a chapter book. The newsletter is good. It's very good. It's perhaps a little bit too much. I'll tone it back just a little bit. But I was only supposed to write 2,000 words for my article. I wrote 6,200. And because it was fun. I like writing. I was a head editor of yearbook in high school. I like writing. I don't like using ghostwriters. I'll use an editor, but I like to write. And so it was like my brain was like exhaling. Finally, yes, we get to do this. Woo, let's go for it. And so that was very fun for me to feel. Very fun for me to feel. So anyway, yeah. Newsletter's awesome. That's the purpose of the newsletter, so that I don't distract the current buyers of my programs, but it's also a place I can go deep and draw my pictures and show my graphs and all that stuff. So anyway, you guys are awesome. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. There's a 30-minute episode here, but I wanted to teach you a little bit about why I am shifting some gears a little bit, where it's coming from, how I'm making that decision. You won't need to like resubscribe to any podcast. We're just going to rebrand it. We'll keep the Sales Funnel Radio episodes, Sales Funnel Radio thumbnail, but we will transition this here soon to a much broader Capitalist Pig Radio, much broader. And I'm going to start playing that game. So pissing off the right people, attracting the right people, being a voice for, using these info product skills that I've got now to go push a different kind of info, which I think is really cool. I'm a little nervous, but probably means I'm going the right way. I got some personal growth to probably still go through in order to hit that. But here we go. Buckling up. New tier of threats coming in. So, it is my personality to not just welcome it, to balk at it and invite it. Come thou my trembling fear. And just bring it on. So, alrighty, here we go.
Hey, thanks for listening. Be sure to download all 300 episodes from season one from Sales Funnel Radio, which documented my journey from literally zero, leaving my job and my first 5 million. And it's easy to download. Just go to salesfunnelradio.com, enter in your email, and it will get emailed to you. It should be immediately. You'll see it inside your email, the link itself. You can also see a link on there to interview me, work with me, get some sponsorship if you want. I can get some shout outs, or even record your own question for the show. Again, just go to salesfunnelradio.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and you'll be able to download all of season one's episodes for free.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.